were precisely those who thought the most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one. How about this? How about this? Before you can be any earthly good, you have to be heavenly minded. And yet it's so easy for the earthly to distract us from the heavenly. After all, we are for this moment, in this body, tethered to this world. We do have responsibilities here. And this earth is all we have ever known. It's here that we live, breathe, eat, and carry on. Humanly speaking, we cannot escape the pull and the pressures of this life on earth. As I quoted above in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2, we see that the battle is for the mind, for the mind. Spiritual warfare is really about the mind. Where you really live is in your mind. I think that's the ultimate issues in life before God. What goes on in your mind? You know that area where nobody can really see except God? What goes on in the mind is then reflected in the life. The mind and the life go together. That's why Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." What's in your heart, what's in your mind, out of that spring the issues of life. We were created for God. That's what we were created for. Jesus said this, Mark chapter 12 and verse 30, "And you shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment." You know, there's a lot of "all" here in this verse. A lot of "all" in reference to God. You know what God wants? He wants your all. He wants your all. He doesn't want to be... This is the first and greatest commandment. And it is precisely at this very point. Other things entering in choke the word, strangle it, and it becomes unfruitful. In this parable, the people... let's go back to chapter 3. Here Paul instructs those who have seen the truth of God.